Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. Yellow police tape up outside of a residence in Queens today. A woman and a two-year-old girl are dead in a home in Ridgewood. Police say that a man stabbed the pair and then turned the knife on himself but survived the violence that has left neighbors shaken.
Police say a 54-year-old man used a kitchen knife, stabbing a woman and her two-year-old girl to death, then himself. Hilda Horn lives across the street.
It's terrible. I mean, I live here already 47 years, and nothing like this, ever. You know, so it's sad to see.
Neighbors like Ziggy, who lives next door, say there were no signs of trouble.
But, you know, we know each other, you know. We shop in the same place, you know.
Right.
Police say the man was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital in critical condition. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Ridgewood, Queens.
The suspect reportedly was FaceTiming with his nephew during the attack, and that nephew called police, who responded to the scene on Forest Avenue around 7 last night. The victim of a shooting in Upper Manhattan reportedly is an off-duty border agent. The NYPD confirming that the victim is a 42-year-old man who was shot in the face and arm in Fort Washington Park. It happened along the Hudson under the GWB. Neighbors seeing the aftermath this morning, and one tells Channel 2.
It's very concerning. I was, you know, coming down here on the Greenway, and I saw the crime scene. I'm very shocked and surprised. I hope he is doing well and gets a full recovery.
The victim is stable after transport to Harlem Hospital. No one in custody in that shooting, not yet. The city is tapping into the world of mayhem that's chronicled on the Citizen app in a new communication outreach to New Yorkers' phones. Mayor Adams announcing the plan that uses the information on the Citizen app to send out alerts to nearby New Yorkers.
We're launching our public safety account through the Citizen app to provide New Yorkers with real-time public safety information. This account will work to communicate with more than 3 million of these users on Citizen app.
And millions of New Yorkers already are on that app, and the new system allows the city to place critical information from it on New Yorkers' phones nearby. City agencies, including the NYPD, are gaining access to witness videos, too, downloaded to the Citizen app. The new setup part of a growing list of social media and other communication outreach efforts from the city. A New Jersey family wants Fort Lee's police and an officer there to stand trial for a shooting and a killing of their loved one while responding to a 911 call. This happened back in July of 2024. Hyung-Yong Lee says his 25-year-old daughter was having a mental health episode and simply needed to go to the hospital.
We called for help for my daughter, and instead, within minutes, police broke down our door and shot her. We still cannot understand why asking help and following police officers' instruction brought us my daughter's death.
Authorities say Victoria Lee was holding a knife during the time of the shooting. However, Lee's family says she was not being violent and had dropped the knife before officers broke down the door to the apartment. One man is dead in a stub double stabbing last night, subway station in Manhattan. Police say two men were part of a three-way argument, which escalated to violence around 7 p.m. at the West 14th Street station under 7th Avenue in the West Village. The other stabbing victim is stable after transport to Bellevue Hospital. The identity of the dead man has not been released. Two persons of interest are in custody, according to the NYPD, but there's no word yet on charges. A New Jersey doctor is accused of writing thousands of prescriptions for opioids from what prosecutors are describing as a pill mill in Fairlawn. Ritesh Kalra of Secaucus wrote many of the prescriptions, they say, in exchange for sexual favors. Now, Kalra, 51, is also accused of billing Medicaid for office visits that never took place. Investigators say that he wrote more than 31 prescriptions for oxycodone over a six-year period. He's charged with distributing opioids outside of professional practice norms and healthcare fraud. He was released to home confinement on a $100,000 bond after a court appearance on Friday. His lawyer denies the charges and says the case is baseless and inflammatory, and he told the Daily News that the government's press release reads like a, quote, supermarket tabloid. Mayoral contender Zoran Mamdani is taking some time off. On Instagram, he announced that he's back in his home country for a family celebration of his recent marriage.
I'm going back to Uganda. I'm headed there in a personal capacity to celebrate Rama and I's marriage with our family and friends.
Mamdani promised in the Post to return to New York by the end of the month, where, as we all know, the mayor's race will be waiting. The no vacancy sign has gone up at the New York City Animal Care Center. There's no more room for pets seeking a forever home. The ACC is still taking in pets brought in abandoned by government agencies or needing emergency medical care, but they're turning away New Yorkers with dogs and cats because they have just no space there. We spoke with Katie Hansen with the ACC, and she tells 1010 Winds.
Because we have so many, it can be really uncomfortable for pets that come in, especially pets that have lived with a family, and now they're getting used to a new space, new noises, new smells. It's really hard for them to adjust. And so we're really trying to work with owners to find alternatives to bringing their pets into the shelter right now.
The ACC is open for adoptions and for New Yorkers who can foster a dog or a cat. And the ACC is partnering with Best Friends Animal Society for an adoption event today until 5 p.m. That's at Spot Brooklyn at 232 Verrett Street in Brooklyn. At least two drownings are reported in pools in the area over the weekend. On Long Island, 25-year-old man was found in a pool in Medford following a party last night. Slagan LaRocque was from Queens Village, and he was pulled from the water by the homeowner who performed CPR. The victim was transported to a hospital where he died. A 5-year-old found in a pool in Wayne, New Jersey on Friday night. Police in the Passaic prosecutors say the child wandered from a home without adult supervision and was found in the pool in the area of Armstrong Avenue and Maple Lane in Wayne. Two women are in custody yesterday morning after that deadly crash in Lower Manhattan. So far, there's no word on specific charges against the pair in the crash at Canal Street in the Bowery around 7:30 on Saturday. The car had come off the Manhattan Bridge. It struck a van, a bike rider, and a pedestrian on the sidewalk. The two victims, 63-year-old May Kwok and Kevin Scott Cruikshank, according to the NYPD. The two suspects fled the scene, but they were nabbed about a block away and hospitalized for minor injuries. The NYPD is looking for your help identifying two men who robbed a 23-year-old man as he was pumping gas in the Bronx. It happened just after midnight on Friday, July 11th at the Mobile on the Throgs Neck Expressway Service Road at Wiseman Avenue. Now, police say that the suspects got away with the victim's cell phone, wallet, and gold chain. Total value, they say, is about $57,000. Images of the suspects being circulated on the NYPD's social media today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.